It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Shelley Wright with the Children's Justice and Family Support Center. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, and we're going to kind of talk about some of the things that they're doing to, you know, it's all about strengthening the family and the things that they can offer out at the Children's Support Center. And we'll spend some time talking about that. And then coming up in June, once again, it is Utah Family Month, and that's just more about strengthening the family. We'll talk about that for just a little bit. Shelley, thank you so much for coming out and joining us this morning.
Thanks, Dave. I'm so glad to be here.
Let's dive right in.
Sounds good.
To Child Abuse Awareness Month. Like you said, you don't want to shine a bright light on it. However, you guys do a lot of things for the family that can, you know, if you need a break, if you just need to get away for a moment, you do things like that. Plus, you guys are always there taking phone calls if people have questions, if there's, you know, to help people through situations. So let's talk about that first and talk about Child Abuse Awareness Month and how you guys are kind of handling it this year.
Okay, great. So first of all, I just want the community to understand that Child Abuse Awareness Month is actually, it's nationally recognized. So it's not just just specific for Utah. This is a national, it's just a national movement. And the idea is, one, to make people aware of that child abuse does exist, unfortunately, and it becomes a community problem. But the other thing that we really want to focus on is how do we strengthen these families so that we can prevent or reduce the incidence of child abuse and neglect. And the Family Support Center has so many different opportunities to help families to prevent child abuse and neglect.
And so let's dive in and talk about some of those things. As I said, you know, you guys offer different services. You have your help. You're always there if people have questions and things like that. So what are some of the services that you offer that can kind of help and go hand in hand with strengthening families out there?
Okay, so first I want to highlight our crisis nursery part of our program. And this program really focuses on child care for families who are undergoing unreasonable amount of stress, if they're dealing with a crisis, overwhelmed with the demands of parenthood and the demands of being a responsible adult. It's just, you know, parenting is hard. It's not easy. And especially if you have a child that's difficult. Sometimes us parents, we need that break. We need to rejuvenate. We need to kind of just take a second, take a breath. And it's hard to do that when you have little kiddos running around. So we want parents to use our facility, bring the children in while they take the time that they need to take care of themselves. It's kind of like that whole thing when you go on a plane, you put the oxygen tank on yourself or the oxygen mask, and then you put it on your child. So if you are not in a good spot, how are we going to be good as parents and meet the needs of our children? So our crisis nursery provides that respite for the family. We also offer parenting classes to the community. It's free. It's an 8-week course. They can come in, spend an hour, and learn some different parenting techniques, understand child development and what's appropriate. We also have our home visiting program, and it really, really focuses on families with newborns. And, you know, especially if you're young parents and you get welcome to parenthood really fast. There are books out there, but, you know, each child is different. And sometimes you just need that extra help and you need some supports in your home. So we offer intensive home visiting services, and it's just a way to reach out to families and to help them.
And you know, that you said that, it's parenting is definitely something that is you got to learn it hands on.
Absolutely.
There's no book out there that's going to prepare you for everything that is going to come at you.
It does.
And that's the great thing about the things that you guys offer out there is because, yes, if you're a young parent that's just not ready for this and you need the help, you guys are there to take care of those things. Another thing that I know you guys have out there that I think is fascinating, and we can talk about that for just a moment, is, you know, if you have a doctor's appointment, if you have something like that, you guys offer childcare for certain things.
Yes, we do. And if you are a single parent or you're a parent that stays in the home with their children, and say you have hard children, or maybe you have three, four, five children and you need to go to the grocery store. I know what it's like to take two kids who are not in a good mood to the grocery store, let alone five. And of course, our kids don't like to stay next to us. They run around everywhere. So, you know, if you need to do that grocery shopping, if you need to clean your house, if you need to go to the laundromat, these are the reasons that you can use our facility. It gives you, I'll tell you what, I would prefer going grocery shopping by myself without my kids or my husband.
I feel you on that one. I feel you on that one. So let's talk about some of the ways you guys are doing different things for Child Abuse Awareness Month. You said a lot of it, you're not having, you know, events at the center or anything like that. A lot of it is through your website, your social media and all that.
Yes, we have an Instagram site. We also have a Facebook site. So please follow us, like us on Instagram. We are posting different ideas of what parents can do, families can do in their home to strengthen their family. We have activity ideas. We're also offering opportunities. So if a parent has a burning question or if they're struggling with a particular situation with their child, ask us the question. We'll try to get you some of the answers, some of the help, at least give you a direction of where to start moving towards to help deal with some of the crazy situations that we deal with.
And really, that's one of the main reasons, if not the main reason, that the Family Support Center is there.
Absolutely.
It's there for people in the community that have questions, that need help, and that kind of information is available to them very easily. In fact, if they need help, what do they need to do?
They need to call us at 435-636-3739 and dial extension 1. We are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So if it's a crisis, even in the middle of the night, you call our center. We will have somebody available to answer your call.
All right. So once again, that's going to be the entire month of April is Child Abuse Awareness Month. And the Children's Support and Family Justice Center is a great place to go, great place to start if you need those kinds of that kind of information. All right. So let's jump into June before we get out of here. And June is Utah Family Month.
Yes. So that begins from Mother's Day to Father's Day. So it runs from Mother's Day to Father's Day, and the whole idea is to really focus on the family unit. Whether it's, you know, if you're, doesn't matter if you're parent, you're living in a two-parent household or a single-parent household, the idea is just to help strengthen the family, provide activities. And so every year for the last probably 5 or 6 years, we've been hosting a kite flying day. We will do that again this year. We don't have a date picked out. It will be in June, but we will be serving hot dogs and hamburgers like we did before. We will be giving away kites and frisbees and have some outdoor activities. We served over 100 people last year in the community, and it was so successful. So we hope those people come out again this year and invite your friends and family and just have some great family fun.
And, you know, it's the one day of the year that you want wind.
Exactly.
So you can go out and fly kites.
We had so much wind that year. It was crazy.
So be looking for that coming up in June. And if you need any help, give them a call out there at the Children's Justice and the Family Support Center. Shelley, thank you so much for coming in and for everything you do out there. We really appreciate it. And we're going to talk again soon when we get closer to June.
Thanks, Dave. And I appreciate you bringing me out here to come talk to the community.
Anytime you want to come out, you're more than welcome to come on out. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.